Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Game Theory for Applied Economists by Robert S. Gibbons is a compact, practice-oriented guide to the core tools of modern game theory as they are used in applied economic analysis. Rather than treating game theory as a purely abstract branch of mathematics, the book emphasizes how strategic thinking explains real economic behavior, from price competition and bargaining to incentives inside organizations. Gibbons focuses on the models economists most frequently use, presenting them in a way that highlights intuition, equilibrium reasoning, and how assumptions map to economic environments. Readers encounter both static and dynamic games, along with central solution concepts such as Nash equilibrium and subgame perfection. The text is also known for connecting theory to applications that motivate why the models matter, making it useful for students who want to read empirical or theoretical papers that rely on game-theoretical papers that rely on game-theoretic reasoning. Overall, it serves as a bridge between formal foundations and the everyday modeling needs of applied economists. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, strategic form games and Nash equilibrium as a modeling baseline. A central topic is how to build and analyze strategic form games, the workhorse representation for situations where players choose actions without an explicit sequence of moves. The book frames a game as players, available strategies, and payoffs, then uses this structure to formalize interdependence. Each decision is best understood as a response to what others might do. Nash equilibrium is presented as the baseline solution concept, capturing mutual best responses and providing a disciplined prediction of outcomes when behavior is strategically consistent. For applied work, the key value is learning how to translate an economic setting into a game and then interpret equilibria economically rather than mechanically. Typical applications include price or quantity competition, entry deterrence, and coordination problems. The treatment highlights how multiple equilibria can arise and why equilibrium selection matters for applied conclusions, such as whether a market coordinates on a high output or low output outcome. The discussion also helps readers recognize when Nash equilibrium is plausible and when refinements or alternative assumptions are required. By building comfort with the strategic form, readers gain a foundation for reading applied papers that use game theoretic structure to justify comparative statics, policy counterfactuals, or institutional design choices. Secondly, extensive form games, credible threats, and subgame perfect equilibrium. Many economic interactions unfold over time, and the book develops extensive form games to capture sequences of moves, information sets, and contingency plans. This dynamic representation clarifies how timing and observability shape incentives, making it essential for topics like bargaining, reputation, sequential entry, and contract renegotiation. A major insight is the distinction between threats that can be stated and threats that are credible once the relevant decision node is reached. Subgame perfect equilibrium addresses this by requiring optimal behavior in every subgame, ruling out non-credible threats that would never be carried out. For applied economists, this refinement matters because it changes predictions in models of entry deterrence, vertical relations, or any setting where a player might try to influence beliefs with off-path behavior. The book emphasizes backward induction as a method for solving finite horizon dynamic games, helping readers connect formal solution steps to economic logic. It also illustrates how commitment and the ability to move first can create advantages, and how institutions can alter credibility by changing what actions are feasible later. Understanding these dynamic tools equips readers to model real-world strategic behavior where the future matters and where equilibrium must remain persuasive after every possible history. Thirdly, information, beliefs, and Bayesian reasoning in strategic interaction. Applied economic problems often involve asymmetric information, where one party knows more about costs, quality, or intentions than another. The book treats incomplete information games by introducing types, beliefs, and expected payoffs, leading to Bayesian-Nash equilibrium as the natural extension of Nash equilibrium. This framework allows economists to study adverse selection, auctions, market signaling, and screening with a consistent equilibrium concept. A critical theme is that beliefs are not arbitrary, add-ons but integral to the model because strategies depend on expectations about hidden information. The reader learns how to specify information structures carefully, interpret types as economically meaningful uncertainty, and analyze how equilibrium behavior aggregates or reveals information. The book also addresses how strategic actors may manipulate information through their actions, laying groundwork for understanding signaling and separating versus pooling outcomes. For applied work, the payoff is the ability to reason about policy or mechanism changes that alter what people know, such as disclosure rules, certification, or contract menus. The topic also trains readers to be cautious about identification of predictions. Different belief structures can generate different equilibria, so applied conclusions should be linked to credible informational assumptions. Overall, the treatment shows how uncertainty and learning are not noise around the model, but core drivers of strategic behavior. Fourthly, mixed strategies, randomization, and the logic of unpredictability. Not all strategic environments have a pure strategic environments have a pure strategy equilibrium. And the book explains mixed strategies as a way to model purposeful randomization in equilibrium. In economic terms, randomization can represent deliberate unpredictability in pricing, inspection, entry, or allocation decisions, especially when being predictable would be exploited by rivals. The key analytical insight is indifference. In a mixed strategy equilibrium, players randomize in a way that makes opponents indifferent among the actions they mix over, because otherwise opponents would deviate. This concept is powerful for applied economists because it yields sharp comparative statics and interpretable conditions, even when behavior appears noisy. The book helps readers see mixed strategies not as a trick, but as a disciplined prediction in environments with strategic conflict, such as matching pennies type interactions, wars of attrition, or certain models of product positioning. It also clarifies how to compute mixing probabilities and how equilibrium payoffs can be determined without observing specific actions. For empirical intuition, the topic explains why data might show dispersion in actions even among similar firms, and how that dispersion can be strategic rather than due to heterogeneity alone. By mastering mixed strategies, readers gain a fuller toolkit for analyzing competitive behavior when deterministic predictions break down. Lastly, repeated games, incentives over time, and cooperation without contracts, a major applied payoff of game theory, is explaining how cooperation and discipline can emerge even when formal contracts are incomplete or unenforceable. The book introduces repeated games to show how future consequences shape current incentives, turning one-shot temptations to defect into sustainable cooperative outcomes when players value the future sufficiently. This framework is essential for studying collusion in oligopoly, relational contracting, reputation, and internal organizational incentives. The analysis highlights trigger strategies and the role of credible punishment, linking cooperation to the discount factor and to how easily deviations can be detected. It also addresses the idea that multiple equilibria are especially prominent in repeated settings, which raises practical questions about which outcomes are likely and how institutions or monitoring technologies can steer behavior toward better equilibria. For applied economists, repeated games provide a language for understanding long-term relationships between firms, workers, suppliers, and regulators, where written contracts cannot specify every contingency. The topic also connects to policy design, because changes in market transparency, enforcement, or entry can destabilize collusion or support productive cooperation. By emphasizing incentives over time, the book equips readers to model dynamic discipline mechanisms that are common in real markets and organizations, but difficult to capture with static models alone. In conclusion, this book is best suited for graduate and advanced undergraduate students in economics, MBA and policy students who need formal strategic tools, and practitioners who read industrial organization, contract theory, organizational economics, or political economy research. Readers who already know basic microeconomics will benefit most, because the text builds from optimization and equilibrium reasoning into strategic settings where payoffs depend on others' choices. Its practical benefit is clarity. It teaches how to translate real economic questions into game forms, choose an appropriate solution concept, and interpret equilibrium outcomes as economic predictions about incentives, credibility, and policy students. Those skills improve how you analyze negotiations, competition, and institutional rules, even outside academia, because many professional decisions involve anticipating responses rather than optimizing in isolation. Compared with broader or more abstract game theory texts, this book is worth buying for its applied focus and economical selection of tools. It concentrates on the models economists actually use and explains why particular assumptions matter for applications, helping readers move from formulas to usable intuition. If you want a reliable bridge between foundational concepts and applied modeling in economics, it offers strong value relative to longer, more general references. If you would like to support Robert S. Givens, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.